me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to A.J. Jacobs. A.J. Jacobs is a writer who lives in New York City. And A.J. noticed something about himself that he wasn't so pleased about. He said, I can be a bit of a grouch because I keep noticing everything that's going wrong. And I want to make a change. I don't want to be like that. So A.J. decided that while he was eating dinner, he was going to thank the people in his family that helped make dinner. And then he said, I'm going to thank everyone who helped make my meal. And his son, who is 10-year-old, said, Dad, you know, if you just say, thank you, everyone who's not in my family, who was also involved in making my meal, they're not going to hear you. So if you really, really want to thank them, Dad, I think you might have to go thank all the people that helped this meal get on our table. I think you'd have to thank all of them. And AJ said that a light bulb went off in his head at that moment. I had an idea. Instead of finding every single person that I need to thank that helped bring a whole dinner on my table, I'm going to focus on one thing that I enjoy every day that I think I don't appreciate enough or that I might take for granted, and that is my morning cup of coffee. I am going to set out to thank every single person that helped to make my cup of coffee. Aww. This wasn't something that AJ was able to do in a day or a week or even a month. It took him 12 months. And let me share a little bit of his journey with you. AJ started by thinking, okay, let's see, who helps me with my cup of coffee? The first person I'm going to go thank is in the coffee shop, and it's the barista who serves me in the shop. And he went to the coffee shop and he said, thank you so much for serving me and pouring the coffee for me. And the barista said, oh, it's my pleasure, but don't just thank me. There's a lot that goes into your coffee. Do you know that there's a roaster that's in our town that roasts the coffee bean? Oh, really? Where can we find him or her? AJ asked. And the local barista sent AJ to the local roaster. And AJ was able to say, thank you so much for taking the time to roast the beans for my coffee. They are roasted to perfection. And that makes the flavor so, so delicious. Thank you for the thank you, said the roaster. But I am not the only one. I can't do my job without the person that turns the roaster on. And this kept going on and on. Every single time AJ said thank you to somebody, they explained to him that they could not do their job without somebody else. So each thank you led AJ to another thank you and another thank you and another thank you. And then AJ needed to head out of New York City because there were people to thank that didn't live in the city that helped produce his cup of coffee. And then he eventually even had to leave the country to go thank all the people that helped make his cup of coffee. The people who provided electricity to the coffee shop, to the engineers who helped make sure that the water came through the pipes, to the people who make the steel that create the pipes, to the farmer and the importer and the truck driver. And then he said, oh, wait, who paved the road for the truck driver to drive on? And, oh, how does the driver arrive safely? There's somebody who paints those yellow lines in the middle of the road so that the coffee beans can arrive safely. He even called the woman who takes care of pest control for the warehouse where they store the beans. Thank you, he said to her. I know this might sound strange to you, but you know, by you keeping the insects out of this warehouse, you're helping me enjoy my coffee in the morning. And she said, thank you so much for saying thank you, but there's even more people to thank who helped me. AJ ended up thanking more than 1,000 people for his cup of coffee. And as much as the people greatly appreciated his thanks, AJ felt that he gained more than anyone because the experience made him feel so grateful for everything that he has in his life and for the hundreds and hundreds of things that go right every day. Instead of focusing on maybe 3 or 4 things that go wrong each day. So AJ spoke to some of his friends and he said, I really highly recommend that you start thanking people for the things that you have in your life. It has helped my life so much. It has improved the way I live every single day. He said to his friends, you might not do one that takes 12 months and thank 1,000 people. But next time you're in the supermarket paying the cashier, look at the cashier in the eyes and say, thank you so much for helping me. And next time your mom brings you to the store to get a new pair of shoes, say, thank you, mom, for going out of your way to help me. And AJ is so thrilled that his life has been changed for the better because of this project that he took on over the course of a year. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Ekev, we learn a really powerful way that we can make sure to appreciate what we have in our lives. In this week's parsha, it says, when we eat, we feel full, and we say a bracha. We thank Hashem for the food we eat. We learn about the mitzvah of benching from this week's parsha. Moshe goes on to say, Hishamer lecha, be careful when you enter the land and receive so many brachot and blessings from Hashem. And you have a beautiful house to live in. And in those days, if you have lots of sheep and cows, and if you have lots of gold and silver, you might start to forget where all of the good came from. And one of the ways that we can make sure to appreciate everything that we have is to thank Hashem for it when we bench after we eat. And throughout our entire day. In this week's parsha, we also learn from a midrash that what Hashem wants from us, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Sho'el Mi'imcha. What is Hashem asking from you? The word Ma is similar to the word Mea, 100. 100 what? Aim to say, we strive to say 100 brachot every single day so that we'll live our day, we'll live our life looking for the good, appreciating the good, and thanking Hashem and people for all of the good things in our life. We make brachot in the morning when we daven. We thank Hashem for our clothing. We thank Hashem that we could open our eyes. There are so many things to thank Hashem for. Our Torah teaches us how to do this and trains us to be able to live our lives, not being grouchy, but being grateful for the many, many, many brachot that we have. Let's live a life filled with blessing by looking for all of the brachot that we have in our lives. And we don't even need to spend a year doing it. We can do it every single day. I hope that our efforts to do so will enrich our lives, fill our lives with even more brachot, and will serve as a zechut for our nation, for our people, and for our beloved chayalim. Shabbat shalom to everybody.